So Motorola this morning, today at noon, launched the new Moto X a day early. They tweeted it. They had a tweet that said September 3rd. I was expecting September 3rd. And then they tweeted a day yesterday, we're going to do it tomorrow. So the Moto Maker is there. Don't know much about it. The choices are three different levels of storage, 16, 32 for another $50, 64 gigs for $100 extra. Moto Maker is there with all the traditional Moto Maker choices, including different front colors, different back styles, leather, wood, and plastic, different accents, engraving, and so forth. This is the new Moto X Pure, which is a 5.7, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty big phone. Everybody's doing big phones now. They also unexpectedly announced a new Moto 360, actually several new Moto 360 watches. Android Wear really seems to be going somewhere. I'm very interested.
By the way, why couldn't they get rid of the flat tire?
There's always a flat tire.
But they could have found a clever way to hide it.
With a big bezel around it.
Well, something.
But that's how the other guys do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
And the problem is that you have less screen as a result because that's not good. The site is really suffering. I think a lot of people are ordering products. I think that it's just that they decided to have a larger screen, less bezel. This is an interesting one. This is the first Android Wear watch with a built-in GPS, a runner's watch.
Yep.
That, I think, will do well.
Yep. That'll be nice.
That's not available immediately.
And this will work with Apple.
Well, that's the other story, is that they have now put out an Android Wear app on Apple for the iPhone. I haven't played with it yet. Megan Maroney, who does iOS Today with us, I just gave her my LG Urbane, because that's the only one that's...
It was a ruse. Officially. She just wanted to get her hands on your watch.
So she's going to try it. Well, I don't have my iPhone anymore. I gave it to my son in preparation for the new iPhone, so I can't tell you. But I can't imagine it does quite as much as... Yeah. No. The Android phone, because iPhone is so locked down.
But the fact is that people don't do much with their Apple Watches or Android Wear watches anyway.
It's
mostly notifications, which works fine.
Yeah.
And a few other things. So I think it's actually for people who want to have an iPhone but also don't want to spend a fortune on a watch and want a good watch that costs less than an Apple Watch, it's a good option.
I think that's why this is interesting, because Apple doesn't currently do a GPS.
Nope.
If you want GPS functionality, you have to take your phone with you. This new Moto 360 Sport does have GPS.
Yeah.
There are high-end runner's watches that do this.
Yep.
But if you're a runner, this is really cool.
Yeah.
And then the other new 360 has a variety of looks. I'm trying to get into the site because it's been really...
I feel so lost now. I don't know which of the new Android watches are the watches that you should have.
Yeah,
I'm still stuck with
there's some really good looking ones.
I thought it was all about the 360, but everybody talks about the Urbane or whatever.
Yeah. No, don't get the Urbane. That's now last generation.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other round ones that look good. It wasn't Sony's. It wasn't Samsung. They're doing Tizen.
Huawei.
Huawei just came out.
I keep hearing really great things about
nice
the Huawei
looking
watch.
Android Wear. Yeah. Round Android Wear watch with no flat tire, I think.
Mm-hmm.
See,
but it'll have a bigger bezel as a result.
Well,
gold, and you can get gold with a micro neural.
See, that bezel's not. I'll take that bezel.
No, this is the Moto 360. You will take that's. Yeah, this isn't. You want all gold?
Where's the Huawei?
You can do all gold. Should we look at Huawei? All right, HWUWEI Android Wear. Watch. Here it is. And some people have hands on already. It's up for pre-order. Pre-order started.
I'm sorry. I'm still stalled back at the $350 thing for something that's not being pushed by Apple, which I think the Apple Watch is already overpriced. So, but it's Apple. So when I
know. Well, Apple's done so well that, or apparently done so well that Huawei
but that's
said.
Apple.
Yeah. Yeah. So these two are the Urbane, which we were talking about. The middle one is the Huawei, and you see a small bezel and no flat tire. So maybe, Jeff, your dreams will come true.
And I love how all the images of these don't show any of the actual smartwatch functionality.
Right, it's always a watch.
Right? Yeah. It's like, look, it's just a watch. Yeah.
Right, because it looks more expensive.
Starts at $350. It goes all the way up to $800 if you want rose gold with gold links.
I would not invest a lot in a technology device. It's gonna get well, yeah. Doing fine.
I think
it's gonna get updated.
I think these watches are very strongly targeted at Chinese buyers who are looking for status symbols.
Nouveau riche,
right? So, yeah. and Huawei has a much better reputation in China than it does outside of China. So,
sapphire glass display, which Apple couldn't.
Yep.
Actually, no, Apple has it on their higher end watches, not the Sport.
Yes, right.
The charger Chinese looks very currency. Much like the Apple charger. I think this is probably. Intentional, right?
The Chinese currency heading down fast. You wonder if they're going to use
maybe
that.
Maybe that's
to
not a market.
Beat on price.
Yeah. Four Snapdragon 400. That's what everybody's using these days. I'm not sure I'll order this. Do you want to get this one? It's your turn to buy, Jason.
Well, I should be getting a review unit from Huawei.
Nice.
They reached out to me, so I said
like
yes.
It.
And I said, also, anything else Huawei, just send it my way.
The Mate 4 looks very nice. Yeah.
Anything else Huawei while we're talking?
Yeah. What else Huawei?